This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali on all aspects of bilateral ties in Addis Ababa yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said India and Ethiopia are alleviating their ties to a strategic partnership, giving new energy and direction to cooperation.
Aaj hum Bharat-Ethiopia sambandhon ko strategic partnership us tar par le ja rahe hain. ये कदम हमारे संबंधों को नई ऊर्जा नई गति और नई गहराई प्रदान करेगा आज हमें हमारे सहयोग के प्रमुख आयामों जैसे इकोनॉमी इनोवेशन टेक्नोलॉजी डिफेंस हेल्थ कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग और मल्टीलेटरल कोऑपरेशन पर विचार विमर्श करने का मौका मिला
Mr. Modi said, India and Ethiopia stand together as democratic partners committed to peace, human welfare and the global south and are working closely on international platforms. In his address, Ethiopia's Prime Minister appreciated India's consistent emphasis that Africa's priorities must lead the partnership, aligning with an Africa-led and Africa-defined development path. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Dr. Abiy Ahmed, confirmed the highest award of Ethiopia, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his exceptional contribution towards strengthening India-Ethiopia partnership and for his visionary leadership as a global statesman. Earlier, India and Ethiopia signed 3 MOUs to enhance mutual cooperation in the presence of the two leaders. These include administrative assistance in custom matters, data center establishment at the Embassy of Ethiopia, and cooperation in UN peacekeeping. Prime Minister Modi reached Ethiopia's capital yesterday on a 2-day visit to the African nation after concluding his visit to Jordan. Prime Minister Modi wrapped up his 2-day successful visit to Jordan after attending a series of high-level engagements in Amman. During the visit, Mr. Modi held extensive talks with King Abdullah II. The two leaders also addressed a high-profile business forum that brought together industry leaders from both nations. Both sides also signed 5 memoranda of understanding. The two countries signed 5 memoranda of understanding covering culture, renewable energy, water management, digital public infrastructure and a twinning arrangement between the historic sites of Petra and Ellora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman today on the last leg of his 3-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. Mr. Modi is visiting the Gulf nation on the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The visit is of great significance as it will be taking place when India and Oman are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the establishment of their diplomatic relations. U.S. Embassy in India has shared U.S. President Donald Trump's praise for India and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, the U.S. Embassy quoted the U.S. President as saying that India is home to one of the world's oldest civilizations. He called India an amazing country and an important strategic partner for America in the Indo-Pacific region. President Trump termed Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a great friend of the U.S. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has condemned the recent terror attack at Bondi Beach in Australia's Sydney, asserting that India and Israel have a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. The minister made these remarks alongside his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in Jerusalem yesterday. External Affairs Minister arrived in Israel yesterday to hold bilateral consultations with his counterpart, Foreign Minister Gideon Saar. Dr. Jaishankar also offered condolences over the loss of several lives in the terror attack during Hanukkah celebrations. The government yesterday introduced the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Bill 2025. It was introduced in the Lok Sabha. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. In cricket, India have reached semi-final of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 by defeating Malaysia by 315 runs in their third group stage match of the tournament at the 7th Stadium, Dubai, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.